Step 4. Make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 4. Love is AA, or All Around, from Faye G in Birmingham. When I made a searching and fearless written moral inventory of myself, I felt set free. It felt like a black cloud had been lifted and a huge weight was now gone. In my drinking career, I had done and lived recklessly, because when I drank daily, as I had done, and the quantity I'd been drinking, I honestly think that if I'd killed someone, the countless times I'd driven and been over the limit, I would still definitely have been able to justify it in my own head. Drink led me to some really dark places, and I honestly thought that was how my life was meant to be. When I did step 4, life became better and easier. I started to live and love myself. Therefore, for me, love is AA, all around. Because I now love myself and have love for everyone all around, no matter who they are, what walk of life they come from, what colour or age they are. The love and kindness I've experienced in AA helps me every day to accept I am an alcoholic for life, who does not drink one day at a time. I accept, acknowledge, and am no longer ashamed of my past, because I choose not to behave that way anymore. I can't change the past, but I can change the future. So I believe that when I ask God to grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference, I am accepting and changing my future for the better, one day at a time. Having lived my life for many, many years with no program of any kind, step 4 made me realise that my addiction had rendered me unable to tell the truth when I left my house. And that was only because I lived alone and had no one to lie to. Every single word that came out of my mouth was a lie. My name, my job. I was in fact the star of my own show. A show I thought I loved. But like all good shows, it had to end. I thank AA and God that it did not end in suicide or death as I had often written it in the script. But thankfully I was not able to do the scene. Instead, I found the rooms of AA. I spent a lot of time agonising and thinking about all the events and things I'd done in my drinking days. As we know, alcoholism is not just about the quantity we drink, or even how often we drink. It's about our actions before and with a drink. I was able to share all my events, issues and things with my sponsor. Things I'd never told anyone else, as I was ashamed and embarrassed to admit to anyone the things that I had done. Things I thought I would never share and take to my grave. My sponsor never judged me, but listened, showed compassion and told me I had an illness. And she also shared some of her own step 4. So I no longer felt the shame or embarrassment. And I didn't hate myself anymore. I actually felt good, with a sense of relief as the heavy backpack I'd been carrying was now lifted off my back, and I now had to start taking the stuff out by continuing the steps in order to get the peace and serenity I've always wanted in my life. 5 years sober, I now love that I haven't caused problems, created havoc, lied or done things that I'm ashamed or embarrassed about. Now I live my life on a daily basis where I am aware of what has happened. I know I have not lied or upset anyone. If I do, I promptly admit it and apologise. I know my character strengths and weaknesses, so I'm able to act and think appropriately before I seek guidance from God every day to help me maintain all these steps. End.